JM in the AM on a Wednesday, Yom Yerushalayim. Today is Jerusalem Day. We have the honor of having with us live via telephone an amazing friend of Jerusalem, of Israel, of the Jewish people, and a great leader, of course, for us in New York City. And that is the Honorable Eric Adams, who is the mayor of the city of New York. Mayor Adams, a pleasure to welcome you to JM in the AM.
Thank you. Great to be on with you.
First, I got to start with the most recent development in our community, and that's Sunday's success, the beautiful Israel parade on Fifth Avenue. You know the work that your NYPD and your city officials put in to make sure that everything would be safe and organized and really would come off without a hitch, so to speak, on Sunday. Tell us how you viewed that day of celebration this past Sunday in New York, and who are you giving kudos to for keeping things as calm and as safe as it was?
Well, of course, it was so important for all of us because we've witnessed in the last few months, you know, a lot of hate speech, a lot of terrible comments that were being made. And I think to many people that were outside the city, they felt as though this was the energy of New York, because you had 2,000 people who were marching and making, you know, in some cases, some really real derogatory comments about Jewish people in general and specifically those who are here in New York. I believe that display you saw of hundreds of thousands of people show where the majority of New Yorkers are, and that we strongly believe there's no room for hate in our city of any kind. And then you saw the cooperation of New Yorkers, which I think is often overlooked. How New Yorkers, during the time of need, we all fall into a line and cooperate. You know, no one likes to have to be scanned into public events. No one likes to have to follow specific directions, but New York has stepped up. And so when you add that with the well-organized behavior of everyday participants and the police department, which is the best on the globe at dealing with large-scale events, that's where the success comes from. Hats off to Commissioner Caban and Chief of Patrol Madry, and the entire team and the men and women who lined the parade route and made sure that everyone was safe.
Yeah, pretty amazing. We thank them very much, and obviously we thank you and your staff. Mayor Adams is with us live via telephone. Today is Jerusalem Day. You have been so outspoken since October the 7th with the most comforting and heartwarming statements about the situation in Israel, the situation with the hostages, even when it's come to the anti-Semitic demonstrations that you've alluded to here in the New York, New Jersey area. You have just gotten out there in a public forum and sometimes have said things that are not popular to all, yet have been so comforting to the Jewish world. I'm wondering, on a day like today, what your memories are of Jerusalem, what your most recent trip was like, what you think of when you think of what's going on in that part of the world.
Well, and I also, those who have followed my career and know me, know my position I've been taking now around that Hamas must be destroyed and the hostages must be released, and we want to bring peace. We don't want innocent children dying anywhere. This is consistent. I've talked about the war in Sudan. I talked about the war in Yemen. I talked about what's happening in Haiti. This is who I am. I believe that innocent people should not die. It doesn't matter if they're on the streets of the city of New York and they're the victims of gun violence, or if they are on a global sense. I'm a strong believer in it. But when I reflect on my last trip, it's just really was months before the October 7th terrorist attack. And I think about how the country has been a real partner with America, and we were looking forward to some real innovative ways of exchanging technologies, and how the region means so much to so many people. I'm a Christian, and attended visited some of the Christian of sites, the holy sites, meant so much to me. Visiting the mosques, visiting the synagogues. Religion is so important to all of us, and I think there are many lessons that we could all learn from it, not just to read, but to believe that we must have tolerance on how we coexist.
No question about that. We also have to thank you for bathing City Hall in blue and white on Israel Independence Day, which I thought was a major statement on the part of you and your administration, especially at the height of some of the rhetoric that was going on in the city. So it's great to have a friend, and it's great to have a friend that appreciates the relationship with the Jewish community and with Israel.
We're consistent on many of my travels to the region. And I say over and over again, hate has no place in New York City.
You know that the not just with the parade on Sunday, but in general, what public safety means to our community and really to every community. I think that that's quite obvious. I mean, you're dealing with the families in New York City whose greatest concern, obviously, is their own safety and the safety of their children. You have made this a priority for your administration to sort of turn things around compared to the way things have been in recent years. How would you evaluate how we're doing? I'm not just talking about the data and the numbers that people like to quote. How would you evaluate the atmosphere now in New York when it comes to the confidence that one can ride the subway, when it comes to the confidence that their kids can play outside and that they can walk the streets in peace?
And that is a great question. I'm so happy you asked that. Our public safety fight is being overshadowed by three things. We have been extremely successful. Hats off to the police department, the men and women, removing over 15,000 illegal guns off our streets, driving down crime. But we have won, and we are winning, I should say, the war on crime. We're losing the war on how people are feeling, and which is just as important, because public safety is not only the stats, but it's how people perceive the city that they live in and love. And we things are overshadowing our success, and that is recidivism. We have a small number of people that are committing a proportion number of crimes, such as our shoplifting. 542 people who were arrested for shoplifting were arrested over 7,600 times in our city. And you think about when Detective Dillard, Jonathan Dillard was shot and killed. The shooter was arrested over 20 times, and the person who was in the car with him was out on a gun charge. So recidivism is a real problem. The second issue that we face is severe mental health issues. Right. People with severe mental health issues are not being able to use the involuntary removal that we would like to, and the method that we would like to. Is really playing on the psyches of people. And lastly, random acts of violence. You know, those random acts of violence play on your psyche and give you the feeling that you're not safe. And so as we continue to be successful in driving down crime, we have to push back on the narrative. It's, you know, we all know in the media cycle, if it bleeds, it leads. But sometimes that continuous leading is making New Yorkers feel apprehensive when these random acts happen.
No, we're certainly more comfortable having you as leader of the city, I can tell you that much. Two more quick things before I let you go. First of all, my family would be upset at me if I didn't beg you to join the fight against congestion pricing. So I don't know if you want to take a public position on that at the moment. But as a lower Manhattan resident, we're begging you to join that battle. And the other thing is that, look, you know that our community, I mean, every community feels this way, but I can only speak on behalf of ours. Our community takes very seriously those who represent us. You've got a wonderful group of people who are liaisons to our community, and I'm not going to name all of them, but I could just tell you, and I'm sure you are very proud of them, but from my vantage point, I just have to mention that, and of course to Joel Einsdorfer, I know, is moving on, but there is a certain comfort when you're in a community and have a leadership role, and you know that they're good people, mensches, as we say, who were able to turn to at City Hall. So I just wanted to thank you for that.
And you're quite welcome. And it's important not only to have people on your staff that is a reflection of the community, but for them to be directly connected to you. And when you look at the lineup of Jewish representation in my administration, you'll see that they will be the first to tell you we communicate directly to the mayor, and we're able to respond immediately to those issues that are coming to the community. So I'm really pleased by someone like a Joe who has just really been a real mensch, you know, as the community would say.
No other way to describe him. No other way to describe him.
And so I look forward to, as he transitions to his next role, and trust me, he will not be too far away.
Excellent. Happy Jerusalem Day, Mayor, and thank you for everything.
Thank you, brother. Be well.
There he is, Mayor Adams, New York City. We chose today, Jerusalem Day, to thank him for his support of Israel and for all he does to help the Jewish community, what he does for New Yorkers in general, for those of us, like all New Yorkers, who are concerned about public safety. It's good to have a mayor who takes it seriously, to say the least. More coming up. It's Jerusalem Day here at JM The AM, brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com. The Rothenberg Law Firm and the Rothenberg family stands with Israel, its people, its soldiers, and the nation of Israel. We thank them for their support in bringing special programming to you via JM The AM, the Nachum Segal Network.